Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Little Dudes Insect Academy podcast. I'm here in Washington, D.C. with my friend Nicholas, and we're at the... I just wanted to come on here right before the episode started and make a little bit of an announcement to you all. Yeah, so this week we're back with another episode, but before we get to it, I wanted to go over a few things. So first of all, if you're new to the show, Little Dudes Insect Academy is an organization that I created. I'm Brayden. Nice to meet you if you haven't been here before. But yeah, so Little Dudes, I created. I'm super into insects, always have been. And I believe that the world will be and can be a better place if we have more people who study bugs. Because everything that we do every single day, where it comes from our food to our medications, the medical industry, it is all heavily influenced by insects and the world of entomology. So the whole goal of Little Dudes Insect Academy is to create more entomologists. So that's what we're here for. I talk with entomologists on the show that you're about to see here shortly, but the way we're able to do this and make this happen is we are a nonprofit foundation. So if you're interested in contributing to this goal that we have of creating more entomologists and getting the world out there about entomology, visit our website. There's more information about us there and about myself as well. And consider making a donation as well. So if you donate, that really helps us out a lot. It makes this show possible. And you're really contributing to the future of science and entomology and making more scientists. So it's really exciting. You can do that through our website through a one-time gift. Or the best way to support us would be through our Patreon, which is a monthly subscription, which is cancelable anytime. But yeah, it's a monthly recurring donation that really helps us out, pay our bills, keep us running. And also we have some really cool, like, exclusive posts and benefits for you there. So you'll get the podcast episode a day early every week. And for some of the higher levels, you'll get your name at the end of some of the YouTube videos. So if you're interested in supporting the show and keeping it going and contributing to the future of science, definitely head over to our website, check out our Patreon. The links to that will be in the show notes, and if you're on YouTube, it'll be in the description of this episode. But without further ado, let's get back to this episode. Say Conference here in Washington, D.C. I'm super excited to be here, as always, and excited to talk with Nicholas today. So welcome to the show. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Thanks. I'm Nicholas Galvez. I'm an undergraduate at North Carolina State University, and I am currently researching cockroaches and how they jump, how they move with high-speed video cameras.
Very cool. Yeah, and that sounds super interesting. We'll get into that in just a minute. But first, let's go back to some of the schooling you've done so far. You know, you mentioned you're working on your undergraduate right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that. How that has gone so far.
It's good. It's going good. I'm majoring in zoology because I'm minoring in entomology. I would like to major in entomology, but there isn't a major offered at the school that I'm attending to for entomology. But I can take all of my zoology courses in entomology courses. So
okay.
Those kind of go together very well. Zoology is the study of animals, mm-hmm. and I especially like insects and arthropods, so I'm
nice.
Focusing that study on them, and courses are going great, and I am getting all of the requisites out of the way so that I can get to fun, more focused courses on bugs.
Yeah, cool. And what school is it again?
NC State University, so it's in Raleigh, the capital of North Carolina.
Nice. Okay, very good. Yeah, and what are you doing here at the conference this week? Did you have anything to present this week, or are you just hanging out?
I did. So my school actually has a partnership with the Science Museum in the downtown city that my school's in.
Okay.
And that's where I'm working in a lab, working with our roaches and insects in general. And so my mentor in the lab was coming to this conference to give his own talk on springtails, arthropod.
Right.
And I've also been working on my research, and so he said, would you want to come to the conference this fall? Earlier this year, he said this.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to come to the conference and present your research? And I said, absolutely, I would.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I had the chance to give a PowerPoint presentation on my roach research, and tonight, I will find out the results of the competition that I was in. So maybe I won, maybe I didn't, but we shall see.
That's really great. What a great opportunity. And you're very fortunate to have been doing research in your undergrad already. That's really awesome. So tell us a little bit about that. What have you been studying with these roaches?
Well, basically, when I interviewed to work at the lab and then my first day on the job, my mentor greeted me and he said, how do you feel about roaches? And I said, oh, I love roaches. Mm-hmm. I love all insects.
Right.
But unlike most people, I don't have some visceral hatred towards roaches.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me a paper that was published in 2012, so like 10 years ago, showing a new species of roach that was in South Africa.
Oh, interesting.
That actually acted like a grasshopper in the fact that it jumped for a lot of its movement.
Hmm.
It barely flew. It mainly didn't even walk. It just jumped.
Right.
And in that paper, they said no other described species of roach jumps, which we know isn't true because they have to jump to fly. They have to jump to move around if they have to. So that just showed that no one had described it before. So I set out to describe how roaches jump using the video cameras that we have in our lab.
Wow.
So for my research, I have roaches stand on a pedestal, and then I turn on a very bright light that helps take a video of them, but also makes them want to run away. And they can't because they're on the pedestal, so they have to jump, and I capture that video. And
mm-hmm. Wow, yeah. So tell us a little bit more of that process. What kind of cameras do you use, and what are you measuring? Like, how do you quantify this information?
Well, we use a Phantom VEO camera.
Wow.
I don't know the price because it's not listed online, and we had the camera before I started working there.
Yeah.
But let's just say I don't want to ever drop that thing.
Yeah, it's like, how many frames per second is it?
Well, it can go up to 24,000, but we usually shoot around 6,000.
Wow.
Because the higher the frames, the lower the resolution.
Right.
So if I want a 720 resolution, the max I can shoot at is around 6,000.
Wow.
So I have that camera set up facing the roaches. I usually have a trigger in my hand because the camera is constantly recording the previous 1.5 seconds of footage.
Oh, cool.
So when the roach jumps, I have to hit the trigger as fast as possible so that the footage that was just captured is like frozen in place.
Right.
So it doesn't, so I can save it to a hard drive.
Wow. Yeah. So you have them jump off. And then what are you measuring? Like, what do you review in the footage?
Well, I measure their acceleration rate. So how fast are they moving? Because if it takes them 1,000 frames to leave the platform, then
right.
that 1,000 frames is a sixth of a second, and then I can quantify all of that. So
right.
I can find how many millimeters a second they're moving.
Mm.
I can also see what angle they are moving to the platform because
okay.
the platform's level
right.
And the roach is jumping off of the platform. So then I can say, oh, they left the platform at a 15-degree angle.
Right.
I'm also quantifying if there's any differences between males and females. Females are heavier,
mm-hmm.
So they might not be as good at jumping. And males have larger wings, so they might want to jump more.
Right.
So I'm able to quantify all of that just by shooting one video of one roach.
Wow.
I mean, multiple times, but
right.
I only need one video of a roach to be able to tell all of that.
Tell all of that. Wow. That is really interesting. And what does this information tell us? Like, why is this important research to do?
Well, there's a lot of research surrounding roaches already.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, a lot of people care about them for pestiferous, like infestation
yes.
Control.
Right.
So maybe if we knew how they jumped using their legs, that we might be able to alter their spread of roaches in communities. There's
mm-hmm.
also research surrounding robotics and making roach robots that can find people in natural disasters.
Oh, wow.
Because roaches can fit through almost anything.
Mm.
So if we knew more specifically how their legs worked, then maybe these roach robots could be more efficient. Or
wow.
There's countless possibilities that people could base more things off
yeah.
of me having found this information.
Wow. Yeah. That is super interesting. Yeah. So what are you looking to do with this research in the future? Like, where could you see this going?
Well, right now we only have research, or I've only captured footage of these roaches jumping off of a platform. But I'm thinking about taking it in jumping between platforms. So, like, when they're crossing gaps, do they change their behavior? And also, I've only done it with two species of roaches that are in the same genus, so they're very closely related. Do all different kinds of roaches, do Madagascar roaches that don't have any wings, do they do the same thing?
Yeah.
Do tiny roaches like German cockroaches, do they do the same thing? I can take this all over the place.
Because there's lots of species. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Super interesting. Yeah. So let's go back to kind of about you. Where did you originally get interested in entomology, and how did that work?
Well, my dad is a photographer, and he was a photographer for decades. And
yeah.
So I've always grown up around cameras. Mm-hmm. And so when I was when I was a preteen, I got my first camera. And I started taking pictures of flowers because I love flowers. I still love flowers, and they were everywhere. Eventually, I started taking more pictures of the things that were on the flowers than the flowers themselves.
Right.
So I started growing an appreciation for insects and arthropods in general through my photography. And after coming to college and being able to work in this lab, videography shares a lot of the same skill set as photography does.
Right.
And so I've been able to, I really love being able to take all of these videos of insects.
Yeah, very cool. So within your experience in science and entomology, and maybe just your life in general, who has kind of inspired you and pushed you, or who do you kind of just look up to? Like, who's your inspiration?
My inspiration right now would be one of my professors. So I took a class last year, and then I was a teacher's assistant for the class the semester after. But the professor, Dr. Sorensen, is an absolutely resoundingly amazing, that's a lot of adverbs, but he's an amazing professor,
right.
And I truly believe that through photography and videos and education that I can spread the knowledge of insects, and not only roaches but insects in general, to people who might not know it and to people who fear it. And in that class, Dr. Sorensen, the class isn't for entomology people, it's for anyone and anyone.
Right.
It's open to all.
Yeah.
Even though it is an entomology course. And I really want to exemplify his teaching style in comedy and random facts. And,
nice, yeah.
Spreading love and knowledge of insects,
right,
to other people.
Yeah, very cool. Very awesome, yeah. So in your spare time, what are some other hobbies that you enjoy, maybe related or unrelated to entomology?
Well, I still go out and take macro photos of things on flowers.
Nice.
And they don't even have to be on flowers. I love going on hikes and rolling logs and seeing what lives underneath them.
Very cool.
I play a lot of video games, and sometimes the characters in the video games end up being bugs.
Nice.
So that's kind of ironic. I have a bunch of jobs that aren't related to the lab. So I'm also a resident advisor for people at my school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also an ambassador for the college, so that I talk to people who might want to come to school at NC State, and kind of encourage them to, because I really enjoy being here.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah. So, we talked about this a little bit in the, previously, but what are your plans for the future? Are you looking at maybe after you graduate You're doing a master's degree, maybe, or like what's in the future for you?
Right now, yeah. I want to be a science educator.
Nice.
Because the lab that I work at is in a museum, I've had a lot of opportunities to work as a museum educator, which doesn't always require further degrees. So there's a guy who works with butterflies, and he just has a bachelor's in the museum, and I look up to him.
Yeah.
But if I did want to be a teacher at an institution, then I would have to go to get a master's, get a PhD. Keep going further, but for now I'm looking at pursuing a master's in education at NC State.
Very nice. Okay, yeah, that's great. So where can, lastly before we wrap it up, where can your my viewers go to learn more about you and what you're working on and kind of follow along with what you're doing? Do you have maybe social media or a website? What are some ways that we can follow along?
So our lab has a YouTube channel tied along with it. The YouTube channel is called Ant Lab. If you just search Ant Lab on YouTube, it is the very first thing.
Nice.
We currently have 195,000 subs on YouTube. And,
nice. That's great.
We're on TikTok as well.
That's cool.
And my lab mentor posts a lot of the same videos on his Instagram, so Dr. Adrian Smith on Instagram. But on our YouTube channel, we have a lot of themed videos based on different insects or different people.
Mm-hmm.
So recently we did a 10 flies in flight video where we showed high-speed footage of 10 different species of flies taking off from a standstill.
Wow, that's interesting.
In incredibly high frame rates. So we have a lot of really interesting videos that you'll always leave knowing something more, even if you had no idea what the insect was in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be an entomologist to watch the videos, and you don't have to be younger person to watch the videos. They're
That's
made
awesome.
For anyone.
That's awesome.
So definitely follow Ant Lab on YouTube, and you probably won't see my face in any of the videos, but I am doing video editing. So
nice.
I do a lot of the captions, I do a lot of the audio work, I do a lot
cool.
of the videography, and my name is at the end of some of the videos. So
very cool.
Follow Ant Lab.
Nice. Alrighty. Thank you so much for being on the show. This was really fun.
My pleasure.
This was really fun. So, yeah, thank you again.